check. Okay, we've got a question here from the internet. Brother Mufraddin, he's asking about reciting the Qur'an. He said, is it compulsory to be in ablution before one can recite the Qur'an?
There are two different opinions with this regard. There's an opinion which says, touching the Qur'an requires tahara from both the major and the minor impurities. Based on Allah's statement, في سورة الواقعة لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, that should not be touched but by the purified ones, those who are pure. Of course, it is worth mentioning that some scholars said this not referring to the Quran, and المطهرون are the angels, but many of the scholars have used this verse as a reference. To touch the Quran, you have to be in a state of tahara. But as far as reciting the Quran, it does not require tahara from the minor tahara, but the major, the janaba, yes, everybody must be in a state of tahara from the major janaba, ghusl. But reciting the Quran without having wudu is okay. But of course, if you remember and you go back to the first episode of Correct Your Citation, we spoke in details about this ahkam and specifically about the etiquette of reading and reciting the Quran. So among the etiquette of reading the Quran is to be in a state of tahara. It is not required though.
Jazakallah khair.